Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which... Welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abu Salbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing well. I am excited for this mix because it's a mix where I think the two of us really shine. You, because it's going to be all songs to get you fired up, I'm sure. And me, because as you'll see, it's like all kind of like hard rock songs that get me fired up. So I'm pretty excited. I'm eager to get into this. Why don't you tell the listeners what we did this week?
Yeah, we put together kind of a workout slash running mix. And certainly we've done the motivation mix. We've done a lot of upbeat mixes. But this one, we really tried to keep in mind. Okay, you're going through your workout or you're going on a run and you just want to roll through, you know, 12 songs that are going to get you to the finish line. And so that was the intent here.
Yeah, and I had a lot of fun in like listening to this mix. We organized it a little bit differently again this week. So rather than, you know, alternating tracks, we almost did it as like a, I see it as like an A side, B side. So Matt's first picks are the first six and then mine are the back six. And definitely different vibes, you know, but I think they're just, it's better having the story be told one through six rather than us alternating. So I hope you enjoy the mix on Spotify, which you can always find our mixes on Spotify. We link them in the show notes. So be sure to give those a like and you can play the music alongside our episodes.
Yeah. And, you know, I think anyone who's listened to the show for a little while know we have kind of different approaches to things anyway. So right. That's where we thought the A side, B side thing would make a little bit more sense instead of alternating between our different choices.
You know, the other way I thought about it is like if you and I were instructors at a gym, you know, like this would be your your first pick is kind of your first six or the class that you would run. And yeah. Then my six are like the class I would run. So yeah. You as a listener can decide, you know, maybe we can do a poll like whose class are you going to attend, you know?
I'm down for that challenge. Okay. Which workout class are you attending? Yeah. Okay. Let's do
this. Awesome. Well, the day of this release, so it should be Thursday that ideally you're listening, be sure to check us out on Instagram at Super Awesome Mix if you don't follow us already. There will be a poll in the story, and we will, you know, I'm excited to see those results. We'll see. Because really what you're answering is just who's better at this, right? Like that's what...
Well, but as we've talked about on the show, you have been a spin instructor, so you have experience in that field. I was a basketball coach. I think that's probably come up on the show before. So... It, you know, right. This isn't completely foreign to us. So, yeah, I mean, right. You know, people could learn something from either one of
absolutely.
Us in that setting.
No, absolutely.
But also, like, what music are we bringing to the table, too? Like, that's right. Another part of it.
All right, so let's get into the mix then. As I mentioned, the first six are all Matt's picks, so I'll be introducing them. And I'll start with track one. You went with a great song, one of my favorites from back in the day, The Distance by Cake.
Yeah, so if you were running a lot in the mid to late 90s like I was, this song was definitely on your running mix, okay?
Right.
It's yep. It's called The Distance. You know, it describes someone running. But, you know, there's also kind of an emotional element to this. Like, this person's kind of going through something, too. And, hey, working out, I mean, it's a great way to work through some of that, right? Like, go for a run, clear your head, you know, throw some weights around, get that anger out. But, yeah, so I like this song on two levels in that, you know, it takes me back to a time when I was running quite a bit. And this one always kind of kept me going. But also just kind of reminds us kind of the therapeutic nature of working out.
Yeah, I definitely have run to this mix before. I love Cake. My favorite song of Cake is actually Jolene, which is like a completely different vibe. But they have so many fun songs. And they haven't done an album since 2011. So it's been a while to, like, for me to have listened to a song by Cake. It's been a little bit. So I was really happy that you put this on. It kind of reminded me of their existence because they're awesome. My favorite part of the song, other than just like its whole thing, is these lyrics, because I'm going to try not to laugh when I read them. But so, of course, he says, no trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. And I've always heard him sing these. You know, these are lyrics that you could very easily kind of listen along to. But to just read them for some reason, it just made me laugh so much and really appreciate them. The bowel-shaking earthquakes.
Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse, yeah. Right? Like, if that's not right. An emotional picture painted right there.
Right. Which, you know, as someone who also has done cross country and has run a couple half marathons, sometimes right in the beginning of those runs, you kind of feel a lot of doubt and remorse about what you're doing. Those first couple of miles, you're like, why am I here? Yeah. Why aren't I just lying on my couch?
Mile one or two, there's definitely remorse for sure. Yeah. Why did I undertake this? Yeah, there's no doubt.
All right. Great pick. So track two, you've got Juice, parentheses, Know the Ledge by Eric B. and Rakim.
Yeah. So this was originally on the soundtrack to the movie Juice, which starred Tupac and Omar Epps. I think it was right around 1990, 91. Oddly, Tupac is not on the soundtrack, but there's a lot of great rap and R&B on that soundtrack. So definitely worth checking out the whole thing. But I love this song. It's just got a great beat right from the beginning. It's kind of about hustling and surviving. So I think it's really good for getting you going during a workout or a run. And it's got a good rhythm to it. And the rhythm stays up throughout. I think what I realized listening back to my part of the mix is, you know, the songs that I pick are pretty steady rhythmically, which I think is important right. When you're working out or running. But yeah, this one definitely fits the bill. And it's just an awesome song, even if you don't want to work out.
I agree. The opening beat is great. Fantastic lyrics. I did not know the song, but I was very happy to have discovered it and love listening the whole way through. I also got a kick out of Know the Ledge is basically knowledge is what he's kind of like riffing on. And I just thought that was so great. Very clever. And the band also reminded me a little bit of Jurassic 5, if you're familiar with them.
Yeah.
A great hip-hop group. And
right
so
around
I was
the
like
same
for this. I really liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Jurassic 5 right around that same era too. So that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. Nice one. I was happy to be introduced to this one. All right. Track three. A song that I actually have done remixes to in my spin class, so this one I really enjoy. Every Teardrop is a Waterfall by Coldplay.
Yeah, you don't really think of just straight Coldplay as a band you can run to, but you're right. I've been in spin classes where they do remixes, and there have been a lot of weird Coldplay remixes that I think work as kind of workout or pump-up songs, but this is just the original version, not a remix, but... again, going back to what I said a little while ago, I think it's got a really steady rhythm and then the drum picks up as you go along. So you can almost like kind of build up in your workout as you're running to this one. Fun fact about this one that I found out is that there was all these references when I was researching this song about another song called I Go to Rio by Peter Allen. And apparently he's given credit in the credits, you know, in Coldplay's like liner notes that this song is given credit. So I went back and listened to it. It is straight out of the 70s, right? And it's a terrible song, but the rhythm, like you'll listen to it and you will immediately hear this song. And so I thought that was wild because like I really like this song, but I listened to I Go to Rio and I was like, man, I hate this song. So if you want to spend about 90 seconds hating a song, check out I Go to Rio by Peter Allen.
I'm so curious now. That's going to be the first thing I do after we finish this recording. I'm so curious. We'll have to report on that next episode. But yeah, you know, I think this one, I agree you can run to this one without a remix. I do love Remix Coldplay, though. Actually, one of the very first times that I truly fell in love with Spin was in my first class. The instructor played a remix of Fix You. And I just think there's something magical about Chris Martin's, you know, very kind of soft and delicate voice in that song mixed with like some EDM elements. It works so well. And I think that that was the aha moment in my brain, like the spark was lit of just like, I want to do more of this and I want to exercise to music like this, which is then what ended, you know, resulted in me eventually becoming a Spin instructor. So I love this pick and I love it just for that reason. I think like there is just like a power to some of their songs like this, especially as they started to get, you know, further in their career, like Sky Full of Stars, you know, they worked on that with, you know, it became very EDM. And so, yeah, awesome. Great pick. And I cannot wait to go listen to that other song and be miserable for 90 seconds.
Yeah. If you get to the end, let me know. I didn't quite make it to the end.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Track 4, you've got Runaways by The Killers.
Yeah, so this is a, I think, somewhat more recent Killers song, a couple albums ago, I think in the last 5 years or so. Title is very much on the nose, right? It's got Run in the title.
Yep.
But I think it's just such an amazing song. The drums in this one, I think, are incredible. But I think it's his voice that is really going to carry you through your workout. Like, there's so much emotion there. I think that's what's going to push you forward as you're working out. But this is one that I put on workout mixes because, yeah, it just kind of, I don't know what it is, but it just gets me really pumped up.
I like that. Yeah. So I'm going to read you my notes verbatim here because I was just I typically try to write my notes out free form as I'm listening. Mm-hmm. So I said, so at the start of the song, I'm like, okay, is this a running song? Is this only a running song because it's called Runaways? And
then sometimes Matt follows the assignment a little too well.
A little too well, a little too on the nose, as you said. But then 60 seconds in, the beat picks up and the drums come in and you're like, yeah, okay, I want to run to this.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, that was the journey I took as I started listening to this song.
Well, all right, I'll take it. I'll take it. Good.
Yeah. It was good. No, I liked it. I mean, The Killers have a lot of picks I think you can throw on a workout mix. Great band. This is, you know, thematically, he's thinking about wanting to run away from things, but you can never really run away from anything, right? Because, like, things just always find a way of coming back into your life. So I think that sometimes, you know, you could be a little bit literal. Like, you could be literally running away from something. And that could be a motivator. You know, maybe you're running away from who knows what. You're, as we mentioned earlier, like, you're using running as a way to like emotionally process, which I definitely do. So why not throw a song on here that is kind of talking about that and letting you, you know, be in that moment there. So good pick. I like it.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Track 5, Notorious Thugs by the Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, this one features Bone Thugs and Harmony, which I think inspired the title Notorious Thugs. I think it's an underrated song. This is off the Life After Death album, which was a double CD. And all the radio hits were on disc 1. But if you played disc 2, this is the first track on disc 2. And I love this song, and I come back to it all the time. It's got, again, the nice steady rhythm. So if you're running, it's just perfect for while you're running. But also, like, kicks in enough though to where if you're just lifting weights or something, it's also going to work there. But yeah, it just does a great job of just keeping up that pace throughout. And, you know, it's just a great song.
It is. I really like this one. I was also, you know, I look up the lyrics, of course, to all of these songs now as we do these recordings, and I just giggled because, like, the first, I don't know, like, 75 lines that someone has, I guess, at some point typed into a computer is just, and Biggie Biggie, it's Bone and Biggie Biggie, just Bone and Biggie,
right.
Biggie, it's Bone and Biggie.
It's Bone and Biggie. It's Bone and Biggie, yeah.
It was a very faithful recreation of the lyrics, and I appreciate you, random internet person. I appreciate that I could follow literally word for word the number of times that they announced that.
That they say, it's Bone and Biggie. Yeah, and if there's any doubt about who you're listening to, it's right there. It's right there.
I've always felt that I need an introduction to anything that I do, I think. You know, kind of like DJ Khaled shouts his name out. Here we've got a repeated introduction. I need to work on something like that. You know, where I enter a recording a room, it doesn't matter. I'm picking up the phone. I'm going to let you know who you're talking to.
Right. And just kind of a long-winded way, like we're not getting to the point. It's like, all right, okay, Samer, I just have a quick question. And it's like you're going through your whole intro.
Right.
Exactly. All right. No. Yeah. You're the best. I know, Samer. Okay. Can we just want to see what time your flight's coming in? Can we just answer the? I'm just gonna text you. Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah. In text, there's no need for the preamble. It's just a focal.
There's
thing.
Not. Yeah.
But yeah, great pick. Amazing. You know. Obviously, amazing rap song, amazing rap talent on this one. So I really enjoyed it. And I agree with you. It's got a good steady beat to kind of run to. That's exactly one of the notes that I wrote here. So nice one. All right. Your last pick, track 6, before we flip it over to the B-side, is Working Day and Night by Michael Jackson.
Yeah. So this is off the Off the Wall album. And this one, you know, Off the Wall, that album came out, I think, around 1980. And it's much more, there's a heavy disco influence on it. So when you listen to this one, you're going to hear a lot of that kind of disco sound. It starts fast and it really doesn't stop. So I thought it was ideal for the last pick because this is going to bring your run home. Like, you know, you're getting tired, you're at the end of that workout, whatever. And this is going to kick in and just, you know, give you that last bit of that last push to get you across the finish line.
Absolutely, yeah. And obviously it's in the title there, right? Like you're working day and night. So you're kind of feeling that you've got the lyrics to support you, you've got the energy to support you, and it's Michael Jackson, you know, the king of pop. So this is awesome. Yeah, it's a good pick. I like kind of bringing you home with this one. Nice one.
All right. So we're going to take the record off the turntable and we're going to flip it over to listen to Samer's picks. So you start off with a Muse song, but not the song everybody's thinking of, okay? You go with Knights of Cydonia by Muse.
Yes, Knights of Cydonia. I love the intro to this song. You know, we just did a recording of kind of walk-up and intro songs. This one could have gone on there, like, but, you know, maybe it runs a little bit too long before the thing starts, but it's so strange. It's like there's horses galloping, you know, there's like a bunch of different musical elements that start to come in, but then like the beat kicks in, and for me, literally, this is the song that I will start my runs to. So for me, you know, lately I live right by Central Park. I will hit play right as the cross light turns, you know, white for me to cross and start my run into the park. And by the time I've like crossed the bridge and now I'm on like the running path, it's like exactly perfectly timed to where the music comes in. So I love that. Like that to me is the beginning of my run. I've got my energy up. I'm a little bit warmed up walking to the park and I'm set up, you know, to go the rest of the way. So the first couple of minutes of a run are great. The next 45 are terrible. And then the last 15 are great. So these first couple of minutes are really critical though. It's a lot of fun. I love this song for that. But yeah, that's, you know, it's Muse. It's electronic. It's rock. It's all the things. I absolutely adore them for that.
Yeah, and there's some horns in there, I think, at some point.
Right.
Yeah, which I loved. Yeah. I was like, that's a really good touch. It's a very big sounding song. Like, I really liked this one. And then, I mean, the lyrics that they kind of go over and over, it's like, you and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive. And, you know, hey, sometimes that's all we're doing when we're working out, right? We're just fighting to survive.
Right. Exactly. It's either that or diabetes. So, you know, you just keep working out. Got to keep that away. I do love sugar. It's terrible. Getting old.
That diabetes mention brought to you by the Diabetes Foundation. No, we're not doing PSAs yet. No, sorry. Apologies.
No, no,
apologies
no.
out there.
No, we're still just doing paid promos. So, brought to you by Mars Corporation.
Brought to you by the M&M Mars people. Eat more sugar.
But yeah, so great. Yeah, great opening track if you want to start a run, but just be careful. Don't sprint, right? You don't want to let the energy take you too high, because I've done that obviously, and you kind of sprint to the beginning of a run, and then you're just going to feel miserable the rest of it. So let this be, you know, a peppy start, but keep that speed under control.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now your next pick. I feel like this title includes three things that could motivate someone who's running, and it's Gold, Guns, sure. Girls by Metric.
I like that. I had not considered that. The second item in that might be you're motivated because of something, you know, behind you.
I didn't say how you're motivated. Okay. I just said they could all three motivate one to run. Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. But yeah, this is just a song that honestly just makes me want to move immediately. It has such a perfect running beat. I think it's been used, in fact, it's been a while since I watched this movie, but I think it was used in Zombieland during like a running scene. It just has that vibe to it, like you are being chased or you are chasing something, whatever it might be. It would make for a really good running montage. And Metric has been featured on this podcast before. I put them on a mix whenever we're talking about women who rock, so had to bring them back because this is another one of their songs that I absolutely love. Great vocals, great rock sound, just great tempo.
Yeah, and this one, you know, you mentioned Bone and Biggie earlier being repeated like 75 times. When I looked at the lyrics for this one, is it ever going to be enough is said like, I don't know, 40 times in this one.
Right.
But I think also like very appropriate, like when you're running, like, is it ever going to be enough? Is it ever going to be enough?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. The answer is no. You just got to keep running.
No, you it just said, yeah, that's right. The answer is no. But no, I agree. Great song. I mean, yeah, I remembered them from the Women Who Rock mix. And yeah, this song rocks as well. So great pick for a running mix. Now, speaking of reasons to run, okay, you may need to work some of this out of your system, but you've got Toxicity by System of a Down.
Nice, good segue. I like that.
Thank you. I'm getting better. I feel like, yeah, as we get closer, to that 100th episode, I feel like I'm rounding into form.
Right. Our segues are going to be off the wall. Oh, that could have been perfect. Perfect for the Michael Jackson one a couple songs back. All right. So, Toxicity by System of a Down. Personal story on this one. So I ran cross country in high school. I had never run before for like a sport, only because of, let's say, bees chasing after me. True story. Like that was the only other time that I wanted to run. But I needed a PE credit to graduate. And it was like my junior year and I hadn't done anything yet. And I was like, oh, shoot. What is like the least amount of sport that I can do to count as a sport? And it was like cross country. That sounds good. All you do is run, right? Like I can run. And the first time I ran, literally I got on a treadmill because I was way too terrified to run outside. I couldn't even do a quarter mile without just really feeling I was going to die, mm-hmm. right? Could not even complete a quarter mile.
Yeah.
Now many years have passed and I've reached the half marathon. I'm still really wanting to do a full one day if my knees would cooperate. But I just, you know, I didn't know it yet, but I would learn to love running. Anyway, all that to say, one of the amp up songs that we would listen to on our meet days in the bus, someone would bring like a Discman or I guess one of the early MP3s, but more often than not, it was a Discman. We'd hook it up to some speakers and we'd listen to this album by System of a Down because there's no band on earth that will get you more fired up. It's like a bunch of teenage boys on a bus than System of a Down.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I wrote on this, like, I have to just wait 15 seconds, and this one just completely kicks in. And I was like, I may start sprinting if I'm listening to this while I'm running.
Yes. Yeah, I use this one for interval runs, actually, because of that.
Yeah.
Like, on the chorus hits, I will sprint, and then on everything else, on the verses, I'll just kind of slow down a bit. Because yeah, like the energy is so high, you just have to start flying whenever all the sound hits in. Great, I love System of a Down.
Yeah,
they are a favorite of mine.
I think it could also work if you're like on a bench press, if you're trying to max out your bench press, like just time it out to where you're about to like, you know, do it right around the chorus when it kicks in again. And yeah, I think you could set a personal best there. Yeah. All right. Few more picks here so we can go along with this next title. We are One Step Closer by Linkin Park.
All right, now you're just showing off. All right, One Step Closer by Linkin Park. Linkin Park is another band I listened to a lot in high school, especially around the time of being in cross country. So it has remained on these mixes for so many years now. They are also just an awesome rock group that, you know, I think like early on in my memory, I feel like they were one of the first groups that I listened to that kind of started to mix electronic and rock together that worked really well. And so I'm still kind of like, I went through many, many years where I'd kind of forgotten about Linkin Park. And then honestly, in this last year, have rediscovered them and put them back on a lot of just my normal mixes or things that I listen to as I work throughout the day. Because, yeah, they're still kind of awesome. Like, I really like them. This is, you know, one that I had their CDs. I would listen to them in my car all the time. I would run to them and still do to this day. So definitely like a good upbeat kind of up-tempo rock song to run to.
Yeah, I love the energy on this one. The lyric, everything you say to me brings me one step closer to the edge. You know, I just love that sentiment. And then just also the, you know, what, you're one step closer to your goal, right? Like you're keeping this workout going, you're keeping that run going, and you're just one step closer. So I think it works on a couple different levels there. But yeah, great pick. Great pick. All right. Next up, you've got The Hand That Feeds by Nine Inch Nails.
Right. So this is a protest song. Love a good protest song. I seem to pick a lot of them. And I don't know why, but I guess maybe like rock has always kind of had a history of kind of being protest. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, like, I think they often are very high energy songs as well, especially in this genre. But as a result, it, you know, because it's high energy, I love to run to this one. This one in particular by Nine Inch Nails has this really good running tempo to it as well. And so now I have like a running rock mix and this is on it all the time. I will typically play this, I'd say maybe like 30-ish minutes into a run where you kind of need that good boost. And you need a song that's pretty consistent throughout. Like you don't want, at this point, you don't want any lulls in the energy because if you hit one, like you're going to want to slow down. So this is a good one to where it's like start to finish, like it'll carry you through. So that's why I picked this one here.
Yeah, great, great energy to carry you through. But I think also, you know, protest or not, I think the lyrics will push you through too, right? Will you stay down on your knees, right? Will you bite the hand that feeds you? Like I think that's going to push you forward just lyrically along with just the energy that the music's bringing. So, yeah, I really like the song, and I thought it was just very unique, like, audio-wise, too. Like, it was really, really cool to listen to. So, yeah, great pick. Great pick.
Nice.
All right, last one here, and I love this one. Almost included it on mine, but decided not to, so I'm really glad you did. Okay, Till I Collapse by Eminem and Nate Dogg.
Right. I mean, this is one of the ultimate kind of finish strong songs, right? I think if we did a mixtape of how do you make sure you never quit, it would be one song and it would just be this one. we wouldn't need 11 other ones. I have a lot of memories of this being used in spin classes when I was taking them with other instructors, and there was one in particular where it was remixed with like a choir singing in the background. That's one of my, I've mentioned a couple of things that I really love. One is like orchestra plus rock. Another one is choir plus rock. Like you can bring in a choir into like a rock song.
Yeah.
Oh, my mind is blown. That's pretty cool. Good. And so choir into like a rap song works the same way. Like you have two very different kind of contrasting musical elements brought together and it works beautifully. And anyway, all of that to say, like, I just have this really distinct memory of listening to this song. She played it, the instructor played it really late into a very long, it was like one of these extended spin classes where we're pushing like 75 minutes in that room. You are exhausted. You honestly like can barely feel and move your legs. This song comes on and you just like, you know, you're going to finish. Like you just have to finish. Like you can't allow yourself to have come this far in this workout. And like the thought of like stopping then means that everything that you did to this point was just so that you could quit. And you're like, hell no. Like I did not work out this much and get this far in my run and the spin class, whatever it is that you're doing in order for me not to take this thing all the way home. So Love this song. It is often one of my like closing tracks because of just that feeling, that message that you give it everything you got. And like for me, what I'm telling myself honestly as I'm nearing a finish line of a long run is like, I don't care if you're like walking across. The point is you don't stop. Like you finish that finish line. And that's what I would always tell my you know, class whenever I was a spin instructor, of like, remember why you came in here, remember what you started. Like if you are tired of feeling that you're starting over all the time, then stop starting over all the time, right? Like take yourself to the end, whatever that looks like for you. There's no judgment, but just keep pushing. So that is what all this song is in my head. And I absolutely love it. So good.
No, love. Yeah. Love all that. Love this song. Yeah. I love how Eminem is essentially yelling at you through the entire song, right? You can collapse just listening to the song, like just the effort it takes to sing the song. But yeah, no, it's awesome. It's definitely going to get you, to where you want to go. And it's a great way to finish off this this workout mix. So nice work.
Awesome.
So there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection. Of course, we're going to put up that Instagram poll to see who you'd rather work out with, whether it's me or Sammer. Okay?
Can't wait. Yep. Can't wait.
And if the results are in my favor, we'll mention it on a future episode. If not, we'll never talk about it again. but either way, we're going to work on another super awesome mix for your collection. And so for Sammer, this is Matt, and we will see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.